I don't have a camera yet for my new desktop.
You a bitch.
I really want
Hey,
one though.
Jed, we can't see you.
True, true.
Sorry, no, I can hear you, but there's no video, your image is not there.
True, true.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 636. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's a man reading his can very carefully. I bet it has interesting things to say. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
I don't know about interesting. Odd, but that describes most of what we do, I guess. Not very interesting, but odd. So we're right on track. Jed, I'm going to need you to laugh loudly because I can't see you. You know?
Yeah.
Normally, I can tell you're enjoying my jokes because, you know, you give me a big thumbs up and crack a huge smile, but you don't have a camera, so I'm feeling really left out in the open.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, I'll back you up. That was
okay. I
wait.
appreciate that.
Wait, I have a question. When did you stop doing the voice thing in the intro, Sam?
Probably around the last time you were on.
Damn.
So years, I guess.
The end of an
I would
era.
say. Also, if you don't feel like a loud guffaw, we have the Discord chat open. So just numerically 1 to 10, if there's a joke that you think is funny, but not like big laugh out loud funny, just drop a 4 in there and I'll know.
Okay, so 4 is
I don't like
base.
that.
4
I
is
don't
the
like
base.
that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, 1 means that joke sucks shit.
Right.
4 is funny, but not funny enough to laugh. Honestly, if you're putting a 9 in there, you should have been laughing out loud.
Right.
And that
Yeah.
shouldn't need
Okay.
you to put the 9 in
I
there.
understand that. Okay. I'm in for that. That's great. That'll be great for the listeners.
He's going to put
Maybe
all this
I'll have a
data in.
robot voice in post. 3.
Yeah, we'll set something like
Okay.
that up.
Well, I am excited to be rating not our jokes, but our beer, huh? Yeah. Hey, I gotta laugh. Thanks, Jed. Two,
Two.
but you laughed. But you laughed.
Yeah, but I'm rating in the chat. I rate the joke, you know, and then the
I don't
laughter.
know.
There are a lot of layers of to
Okay.
the laughter, you know. Sometimes I'm
Sure.
laughing at you, I guess.
I'll take all of them. What beer did you bring?
I brought. Oh, it's got a long name. A Very Merry Unbirthday.
Huh.
Yeah, I mainly chose it because I know I haven't reviewed it on this
Yeah.
podcast before. It doesn't really make sense to me, but I'm guessing it's a reference to,
That's an Alice in Wonderland thing, right?
yes, because that is the art is very Alice in Wonderland.
I think
But
that
it
was
just,
part of the stupid, tea party shit.
yes, that's what I'm gathering from the can. But
Wait,
it's
you
set.
mean my literature knowledge?
Oh, okay. Like the Tea Party, like the scene, not like the political movement. I was
No, dude.
confused. I thought maybe they adopted it. I don't know.
Jed, too. Jed, that wasn't a joke. That
That
was
wasn't a
stop being
joke.
stupid. You don't
Yeah,
need
that
to
was.
rate those. They're all tens.
Okay, fair enough. But it's a sour ale with berry bunch tea and lemon. I feel like I haven't drank sours on the podcast in a while. I got out of that game, so I'm back with a
All right.
vengeance.
Berry
Six.
bunch tea?
Yeah, berry bunch tea and lemon.
Hmm.
So yeah, and
Okay.
it's also a local brewery in Pittsburgh. I was
All right.
there on Friday. So yeah, it's 6.2%. I'll give it a swig. Okay. See, I shouldn't read the can first. I should taste it and then review it and then read the can because I can taste the tea and lemon. Like it tastes like tea, which softens the sourness. So I think that you being the listening audience that doesn't drink sours, would actually enjoy this sour. It's nice. You can definitely get the berry, but it's not like doesn't pucker your face, which I don't like the puckering anymore, frankly.
You've really grown up, Jed.
Mm-hmm. You know, it started at Woodchuck's, and then I was on Sours, and now I smoke cigarettes, and that's the progression.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's like a Digimon evolution, because they make no sense.
Yes, I'm in my final form.
Exactly.
This is what peak performance looks like. It's a guy who smokes cigarettes.
Truly.
I think most scientific studies say that's not what peak performance looks like. But we're definitely not going to get any peak performance in this next beer. I'm continuing on my just bringing really, really boring beers onto the show streak. This is from, I was in Vermont a little bit ago, and my cousin's partner got a pack of these, and I was like, I'll steal a free beer. So this is Foley Brothers Lager. It's out of Brandon, Vermont. It's 5% ABV, and I was reading my can so studiously because the back says, we finally did it. We brewed a lager, and here it is. Like, who is clamoring for this?
I don't know. Football fans, I guess?
Listen, I don't know.
Hey, is that so different than recording a podcast for 7 years? You know, who is clamoring for this?
You're kind of... You're tipping my content a little bit.
I'm sorry.
We'll get to that in due time.
Sam's not doing the podcast anymore. He's done. That's his content. This is the final episode.
That'd be a way to do it.
His just make it child can host now. He's inheriting it.
But yeah, so this is crystal clear, straw colored, very light head, similar size bubbles. Smells like pretty much nothing. Maybe a little corn in there. This isn't very good.
A lager, you say?
Well, I mean, yeah, I was anticipating it to be boring, but there's some kind of like almost rye-like flavor at the back. And now I like rye when it's like in IPAs and stuff like that, but it's just not really going well with this. It's an unexpected kind of off note, I think. And the rest of the beer is just boring. So
you're like describing the ideal lager to me. I love rye as a flavor. It's like, that's my go-to whiskey sub variety.
Maybe you might love this, I guess. I don't know.
I wouldn't. It's a lager.
Well, what do you have, Samuel?
All right. I got one, and it has a couple little jokes on here. So, Jed, I need you to be ready in the chat with your replies.
Yeah.
This is from Brewery Omegang from their OMG series, All Hallows Treat. It's our first October recording, and also this was the only beer I had left, so great job, me. It's an Imperial Chocolate Peanut Butter Stout, 7.6 ABV, and all the art on here, it's like... zombies doing stuff, so we see a zombie pulling us up from underground, and it's saying grains.
Yeah,
Jed wasn't for that. Thanks.
No,
I'm doing better than the can.
That was the best one. The other two are so screamy. I guess it's supposed to be creamy. It would make sense. It's a stout. Four! Jed, your consistency here. I don't know. I just don't know that I respect your opinions. The other one is here for the booze, spelled B-O-O-S.
Ah, yes. Four? That's fine.
And I guess I'll ingest it as well.
There should have been something in there about a monster mash, because the mash monsters, you know. It's fine. One!
Love this bit. This beer's not good. It's not that bad. It's just... I get a little bit of chocolate and a little bit of peanut butter. But they're both very science-y, and there's not really anything else there to hold it up.
Peanut butter. I don't think I've ever had a beer where I got peanut butter. Which is probably because I haven't drank a beer that was, you know, marketed as such. But
well, usually with
one, Jed, one.
That wasn't a joke.
With peanut and peanut butter stuff, I find they're usually in either the category of being like really oily, which is the one time that we brewed with peanuts, it came out very oily. And the other is that it just tastes like science.
Chemicals.
And like there might not even be peanuts in it. It's just like chemicals that taste like peanut butter. Every now and then you get one that actually does it right, but this is definitely in that second camp.
Yeah. Well, at least I enjoyed my beer. So 1 for 3 on this episode.
That's true. The real question, though, is do you enjoy your name? And if not, we've got a great offer for you from our first article from people.com. Busch Light is giving away 19 years worth of beer, but there's a catch. Consumers must legally change their name. So if you change your name to Hunter within the next couple weeks and post proof of it to some Busch media thing, you get this. Get a chance to win an undisclosed amount of money.
Okay. I was going to say, I feel like too many people would do this. It's too easy to do.
Yeah. So you get entered for a chance to win, and it says they're celebrating 19 years worth of beer. I don't know entirely why. And it says you'll win enough beer money to stock up on 19 years worth of Busch Light hunting cans. So again, an undisclosed amount. I guess the Hunter thing, because they have the hunt, the camo cans or whatever, and they're like, the name is dying out and America or whatever. I don't
The name is dying out? I feel like there's more Hunters now than there have ever been.
You think so?
Were there a lot of people named Hunter in the 1800s?
I don't know. They did have whack-ass names back then.
I've never met a Hunter over the age of 30, I'll say.
Really? I went to school with a bunch of Hunters.
Okay, sorry. Over the age of 40. Because I went to school with Hunters as well. But I was thinking, since from the young age, like I never met an older person named Hunter is what I meant.
Becca's uncle once told us that he would like to change his name to Hunter. And it was...
And in this article, bro.
Seriously, it was God's plan. Yeah,
it's gold for him. But it was an uncomfortable moment.
Why? Or just now with Becca, why? You mean?
No, not just now.
What was
like, well, it's just like this grown man being like, I like hunting, so, you know, if I could change my name, I'd probably change it to Hunter.
Okay, I didn't understand that, honestly.
That was your whole thought process?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he just thinks it's a cool name.
Well, it definitely is that.
The coolest Hunter ever was definitely on Boy Meets World, but that was his last name, so that doesn't really count.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not going to.
I couldn't possibly.
I'm Googling what was the peak of the name Hunter.
Okay.
Around 2000, according to Reddit users, according to this AI overview.
There you go. Do you think, how about the peak of the name Gatherer?
I'm going to Google that as well. I'm also going to give you a 1 for it.
I'm actually giving you a 4.
4, thank you. Yeah. All right.
I think this is a reason that Jed and I never really hit that next level of friendship. We're just not on the same wavelength.
Here's the thing is that there was got to be a way to work Gatherer into this conversation, and Tyler had the courage to do it.
Just do it so poorly.
Well, there was no good way, I think, is what I determined. So I'm just giving...
Sometimes Jed just respects the effort.
Exactly. That's what the 4 is for. Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah.
What'd the internet say, Samuel?
Nothing interesting.
Rats.
Anyways, back to this article.
Yeah, I do wonder, like, how easy it is to change your name and then change it back. Like, can you get, like, a name change annulled?
I don't know about an annulment. I think you just have to go through the same process again.
There's probably a contract for this that you have to, like, keep it. your name for like a few years or something.
But if you like, it's to just to get your name in the hat. If you don't win, you have no incentive not to change it back.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
But all also, I know is Chad Johnson changed his name to Chad Ochocinco, and then a few years later changed it back to Chad Johnson, which I think was smart. My whole thing is like just the logistical implications of all of that. Like a guy like that has people, plebs, to do such things for him, but I'm like, yeah. Okay, I gotta go to the DMV. I gotta get a new passport. So that's probably the post office, and the like. I need new checks, like all that shit you have to deal with. Yeah, I'm glad we men time. Never have to do that.
Yeah, very nice.
Women's way,
right? That's why I just haven't ever done it because I have no women in my life. I don't think that this is the dumbest, advertisement scheme. What am I trying to say? What's the word? What's the better
promotion?
Word? Promotion? Promotion. I don't think this is the dumbest promotion I've ever heard of, but it is very nearly the dumbest promotion I've ever heard. Especially if there's... We don't really have any details, but if there's up to a certain number of people that are able to win this, then I would feel differently. But if it's only one person gets to win it, then it's just a complete... Also, Hunter is like not... There's no correlation between the word Hunter or the name Hunter.
Camo cans, brother.
This brand. Yeah, but that's not... Yeah, but you don't think of this can when you think of... hunting. So
I think Busch Light wants you to.
I think
some people think about that already, and I think they want more people to think of it that way. I think the whole point of this is that's the market they're trying to corner is sad 40-year-olds bringing racks of beer and guns into the woods. They want those racks to be Busch Light racks.
I don't think the name change is weird enough. Like I want it to be more extreme. Like if natural
shoot a bear put it on TikTok.
It has to be a name change, but like if Natty Ice was like, if you change your name to Big Naturals, we'll give you enough or whatever, then that I'd be into. But just changing it to Hunter, I don't care.
Yeah. Also, if your name's already Hunter, can you enroll in this?
I don't, it says there's a special party celebrating people named Hunter. In Appleton, Wisconsin. So there you
Hello.
Go. November 16th.
I think the better thing for this is a merging of these two ideas, which is just if you change your name to Hunter, you get put on the list. If your name's already Hunter, you get put on the list. And for the next 19 years, we're going to have a big party in Appleton, Wisconsin, and only you're invited.
Okay, I'm into that.
That I like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I always, these things always fuck me up, the 19-year supply of whatever. Even sometimes you'll hear about a lifetime supply. I forget what goddamn podcast it was, but someone got a lifetime supply of Pop-Tarts, and it was just a pallet of Pop-Tarts. Like, in my head, it should be a golden credit card that you go to the store, and you get as many Pop-Tarts as you want every time. But it was just... This is how many Pop-Tarts we think a person should eat in their life. Have them now and share them with your friends or whatever. You don't
tell me how much I eat.
Seriously.
But I do kind of agree, Samuel. But they don't claim to give you 19 years worth of Busch Light. They say they're going to give you enough money to buy 19 years worth of Busch Light and no other details. So it's extremely unclear how they're going to parcel it out, how much it is, how they're determining any of that.
I think the only way to do it is lock me in a room with unlimited Busch Light and see much I can drink and then extrapolate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, just put you in a room with, and all you get is Busch Light for 19 years.
Just put you in a room with Busch Light until you die and they've held up their end.
They fulfilled their obligation.
Yeah.
Appleton is only an hour and 50 minutes from you, Sam. So that should be quite easy.
Do you know any hunters?
Have you named any of your children Hunter?
Do you want to?
All three answers? No.
Okay.
That's fair. What if you won't have to buy them beer until they're 20 years old if you do it this way. They'll be drinking for free for the next 19 years.
Oh man, there is going to be a conversation that I have to have with Three Stacks in call it 12 years. But come on, she can have a beer with me. It'll be fine. Conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know how that'll go.
Listen, this is what you do. You just leave little sips around everywhere, and they slowly become alcoholics.
No.
And then, go ahead, Tyler. Sorry, go ahead. Your idea is probably better. Go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't propose turning Sam's children into alcoholics. I don't know about that one. I think the issue is that Emily is lawful good, but like very lawful, right? So what you need to do is trick
her. Lawful neutral. Thinking. You can say that. That's fine. That's not offensive to me.
Okay. My focus is on the lawful part, right? Like, so you just have to trick her into thinking they've passed some new law where it's like cool to have a beer with dad. And then she'll be like, that's fine.
So that is sort of a thing in Wisconsin, not at homes, but at restaurants.
Yeah.
I can say, beer for me, a beer for her, and because I'm her legal guardian, it doesn't matter that she's not 21. I could do that tomorrow if I wanted to.
I know. I just in the and now to be honest, I've spent an entirety of what, 1 week in person with your wife, so you know maybe I'm not the biggest expert, but it seems to me like she's not so much concerned about with like the morality of it, just the legality of it, which has always struck me as bizarre.
I've asked her about that a bunch with weed. Because she's never partaken in cannabis. And there's like the silly loophole way that I've found to acquire cannabis legally.
Yeah.
But like that's, she's weirded out by it because it's like probably isn't supposed to be legal. But, you know, because it's, you know, whatever compound, yada, thanks, yada.
Farm bill, dumb assholes. But,
it just like, she tells me it's a legal thing. But I feel like in the tremendously unlikely event that cannabis legalization ever happens in Wisconsin, I think she still wouldn't do it.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to argue that you don't know better than I do. I think that's a losing fight there.
No, I think we're on the same page here that my wife's opinions are inconsistent.
I didn't know that Three Stacks was such a lawful person.
So lawful.
Tyler, you learned this in the 1 week or in the podcast since that one?
Probably more the podcast.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, because you spent 1 week with her, and I was like, was she hyper lawful?
At Sam's wedding, and also when I went over there for the live show, she was always driving the limit. You know, never shared any medications with anybody.
She does hate how much I speed. It's a common issue.
Wow. That's funny.
But I'm a real lead foot, in fairness. She was conservative when I met her.
When you met her?
And then
I know this.
And then I fixed her.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Wow. Similarly, over here, kind of. Not just the same level, but a little bit.
All I knew about Becca when you first
doing God's
started
work.
Dating was that she was hyper into serial killers, I think. That was like what I knew.
That's true. Not so much anymore.
Damn. I guess
has she graduated to true crime podcasts? That seems like something she would fuck with.
No. That whole kind of macabre interest has fallen by the wayside, I would say.
Even now in the spooky season?
Yeah, you, Becca. I'm talking about like and crime.
Once the market was oversaturated, it was gross, and I knew everything they were trying to tell me.
But Becca does still like creepy shit. Like we've got like too many wet specimens in this house for me to be comfortable with.
Wet specimens? Can
and
you
now
show
is
us
that
some?
Just because you don't clean up after yourself?
Yeah. What's a wet specimen?
Google it.
He just drops his ectoplasm where it lays, and if the cat gets it, the cat gets it.
That's what I call it. That's what I call it in October. I'm gonna blast you with some ectoplasm.
Oddities and wet specimens. Are they specifically things in jars? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, Yeah, they're things preserved with what's the fucking chemical?
Formaldehyde.
Yeah, formaldehyde. Thank you, Samuel.
Damn, helpful. Shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Wait, can you show us
some? Can I show them? One? Yeah, I'll grab one.
You just made Tyler's content for him. It's that he has sure. goop. Tyler's goop corner.
It's Becca's goop, and I'm uncomfortable with it.
Common law married. It's your goop too. Now that looks like a crustacean. What am I looking at?
It definitely does not.
It's an octopus. It's an octopus.
Yeah, show us.
There's the octopussy right there.
Why? I guess why is the whole of the question.
I don't know. You gotta ask her.
If only she could hear us, Tyler. If only.
They said why. She thinks they're fascinating. I don't know.
Wow. Does she think of you like a wet specimen of sorts?
Probably. Yeah. Because of how much I sweat at night.
Yes, I do. I think of you that way.
Oh, man. It's gotten bad. It's gotten really bad.
It's gotten worse?
Because it's gotten worse, yeah, for sure. I started taking another antidepressant because I'm just so depressed.
On and top I'm of just, the other one?
Correct. I'm at two now, baby. I gotta catch them all.
I know that it must be that your shrink has decided that you should do two, but in my head, it's you're cheating on your shrink with another shrink, and they have separately prescribed you a separate SSRI.
Yeah, that would be funny. But that's not it. But the second one has compounded the sweat. I'm just like soaking wet every night. Like I wake up and it looks like I've come out of the shower. It's crazy.
Maybe you're drinking too much water and it's just got to get out.
Maybe Becca is ectoplasming on you while you're asleep.
Oh my God.
You know what? I'm into that.
Holy shit. Becca's maybe it's formaldehyde and not sweat.
Yeah, she's trying to preserve me. Yeah.
Where's she going to get a jar big enough?
These are great questions. These are great questions.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that was enough nonsense, right? We can talk about another thing now.
I don't know. What's the other thing? Pitch another thing.
Pitch another thing. Well, we got another article here. This is from CBSNews.com. Berkeley Brewery's 10-cent beer deal builds community one dime at a time.
Look at all those nice.
Do you think You think one dime at a time is a weed reference because Berkeley and the weed?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
You don't think so?
It could be.
No,
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, this is about some fucking brewery, Triple Rock Brewing. They've decided to come up with this little promotion from 5.10 to 5.20. Pints are 10 cents. 5.10, I guess, because that's their area code. They don't really advertise it or anything. It's just a word-of-mouth thing. But they're like, yeah, people are coming in to drink some beers for 10 cents, and they're friends with each other now. How cute.
Hmm. This is...
Jed, you like this?
Yeah, I like this. I think this is good because it's just specific. Like, this is the type of promotion that I like, that I would get behind. It's like it's like a loyalty program that has no catch, you know? It's like actually just come in at 5:10 and you can get a full beer for 10 cents. Like, that's the whole thing, and it's just promoting them, and it's just giving back. I think it's great. I love it.
Do you think there are people who... roll in at 5:12, grab a beer, chug it, and leave? Because, like, they're losing money on that transaction. Obviously, they're investing in getting people in the door, staying till 6. I don't know if they have a kitchen, but, like, getting chicken fingers or whatever, they can mark the hell up.
I'm sure there is a small percentage that just has the 10-cent beer and leaves. But I think I don't know. I think there's enough people who stay that make it worth their while. Or, like... you know, maybe those folks come back because they're like, oh, that was the place with the 10-cent beers or whatever.
Right.
You know,
The amount of people that go to a bar, pay 10 cents and get one single beer and then leave is very low, I would say. this is like, this is a good, like everyone spends money at a bar. And if you're going to a bar, you're probably going to get more than one drink. And if you're only getting one drink per day and spending 10 cents, then you're a different type of person that I don't think the bar is trying to attract anyways.
Do you think the homeless population has gotten word of this yet?
Oh boy.
I don't know.
Because I mean, now they do have some things in place that guard kind of against abuse. Like it's only one per person. So you can't just like get a shitload of 10 cent beers. And it does have to be a physical dime, which I think is hilarious.
Yes.
I would just go to the bank and get a roll of dimes. And that's my next 10 weeks of drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like that doesn't help with the homeless thing. Like they've got dimes. No problem. They're finding dimes.
They're dime rich, if anything.
I wonder how they staff for this, because obviously you're going to have a huge spike, and there's going to be a long tail on that spike, because people are probably going to hang around and have another beer or two. Right. But obviously you're going to have a huge peak during those 10 minutes. I do wonder if they have to have a system for like, okay, you hadn't had a chance to order yet, but you were in line, so you're still going to get the lesson price. Because I could see people like elbowing each other out of the way, like to get it under the buzzer.
Yeah,
10 minutes isn't that long. I've waited in lines at bars way longer than 10 minutes.
But think about
they didn't have dime beers.
Right, but it's at 5:10. So it's not like at night. It's at 5:10, which there are people that already just can't go to this, right? It's during the day. It's a local brewery. If you drive
full on happy hour shit, man. But people are coming here after work to do this.
But then what? Are they leaving right after? Because I don't think they are.
Maybe, but maybe not. Now I'm on the point of staffing for this peak to make sure that everyone who wants the dime beer gets the dime beer.
I think that this is as popular as a local happy hour that people enjoy.
I don't think it's much more popular. More. I think it's much more.
If you have to travel,
you know what we got
to
do?
We got to go.
Fight each other.
We got to go. We got to go.
We got to Sam. Yeah, Sam. Sam can. We can send Sam Adamson and see.
No. I was gonna. No, I don't like that idea. I like the idea of Sam Ginsburg paying for us to go. That sounds better to me.
I love that. And then we can calculate the total cost of the beers.
Oh, dang. And now I'm outvoted. 2-3. 2-1, rather.
2-3, indeed, Samuel.
Well, I thought. Over there?
I couldn't decide whether to say 2-1 or 2-3. And instead, I said something blatantly incorrect.
I thought you were going to say 3, as in your vote counts for 3, which also I think is a fair claim. But. I don't think it's that much more popular. Any amount of traveling to get this beer is increasing the cost of the beer. Like if you take an Uber or something, then it's cost more than 10 cents.
All people from the neighborhood?
Then I don't think that number is super duper high. Like it's.
But if there's 6 bars and one of them has dime beers, that's where I'm going for happy hour.
That's
even true. If it's just the first one. That's where I'm going for happy hour.
How often do you go to happy hour, Samuel?
Well, once a week.
This is a little bit of a unnecessary argument, though, because clearly it's not crazy enough that they can't do it. You know what I mean?
The video seems very calm, actually. I'm not listening to it, but I've been watching it, and it seems...
Oh, I didn't realize there was a video. Is that what this black box is, that isn't doing anything at the top?
Yes, if you have an ad blocker.
Come on, CBSnews.com.
It's just not a very hectic video. So what you're describing is inconsistent with the propaganda I've been viewing.
Well, then I guess maybe 3 weeks from now, is this going to be insane?
Right. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
That doesn't look like a full pour to me. Are these... Well, that one did. I saw a guy had a tray of beers, and it looked like flight-sized, not pint-sized.
Right. I think what you run into with these type of promotions is that you run out of the vessel necessary to do a full pour. So you have to bring, like when they do nickel shots.
Now Jed's going to argue that they don't have enough pint glasses? This is hilarious. You guys are so nitpicky.
No. I think that not having enough pint glasses is different than being completely swamped. Like, I think that's different. I think if they were to pick a different glass, like, oh, just in case we ever get completely overrun, we're just always going to use, like, a different size for the $10. And also, then people have it, and then you know that they already got one and stuff like that. I don't know, man.
Well, Jed, we're having trouble coming to a consensus here, but I think what we can agree on is that it's Tyler, like it's real analysis.
Okay,
we're weighing in. Yeah, we're bringing different perspectives. And I think that's why this one guy emailed me.
Ah,
yeah.
So, this is you guys get to ask. You get to answer. You get to decide. Do you want to hear about this email, or do you want to hear about this car I saw with this like funny license plate border.
Just tell us the email.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you the other one first because I thought it was funny. It said Brazzers, and I was like, why do you have that?
That's hilarious. That's pretty sick. That's sick.
Big balls.
That was fully going to be my content, and I was like, how am I going to milk 8 minutes out of this? But instead, I got this email yesterday.
I don't want you to put those words together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Milking it out at Brazzers, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yep, that's okay. The one.
So I assume I can use this guy's actual name because he's talking about joining us on the show.
Wait, you got this email yesterday?
Sorry, 2 days ago.
But wait, is this like the first ever email we've gotten?
No, we've gotten lots of messages from Timbuk.
Almost all the emails we have are from WordPress.
Uh-huh.
And it's all new user registration. But I think that I think it's all spam robots.
So no one ever claimed the $30 I was offering? Yeah. That's crazy.
No, even Tim didn't, oddly. Because okay, he actually does listen. So I'm just going to read this to you in its entirety, I think.
Please do.
This is from Teddy Kim at trylastcall.com. Hi, Brewsday Tuesday team. I'm reaching out because your podcast speaks to a crowd that's passionate about beverage culture and how it's evolving, something that's right in my wheelhouse. I'm Teddy Kim, co-founder of Last Call, a wellness startup based in New York. We make an alcohol wellness supplement rooted in Korean and Japanese tradition using DHM and other time-tested ingredients to support recovery after drinking. I've spent years in both the entertainment industry in LA and writing about the intersection of tech, hospitality, and how people unwind. So I get the importance of what and how we drink. What excites me is how these cultural wellness traditions intersect with the way Americans are rethinking drinking. Gallup's latest survey shows us only 54% of U.S. adults now drink, the lowest since 1939. And for the first time, a majority of Americans, 53%, say even moderate drinking is bad for health. That shift suggests people still love wine, beer, and spirits, but want to approach them with more attention to well-being. If your listeners are curious about the future of drinking, blending tradition and smart science, and how drinking culture is being influenced by global trends, I'd love to join you on Brewsday Tuesday. Best, Teddy Kim.
This poor guy.
Give it one. That said, like, I don't. That's not a joke.
I was giving it a one because you turned it into an ad read. And then I thought there was going to be a reveal, but
no,
I want to say
this guy emailed us. I think I don't know if this guy exists. I haven't done any research.
I've done the research.
Which is why I was reading that.
Yeah. Not only does he exist, but his co-founder has one of the coolest names I've ever heard, which is
it Brazzers?
No. I put it in chat. Samson Seraphim.
Wow.
Pretty wild.
That's beautiful as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the type of name you would see in a Brazzers performer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I think you should have Teddy on.
Here's my thing. I think probably he is casting a wide net here. Just, I don't know how we are in like iTunes categories and that type of shit, because I think Becca set that up a decade ago and I never checked on it.
Yeah.
but we probably have like lifestyle/alcohol listed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he probably email blasted everybody he could find.
Well,
I'm curious.
Have him on. Why wouldn't you have him on? It's amazing.
It feels rude and disingenuous. It's like if he actually listened to this show and was like,
yeah,
I love their weird, bad, scary jokes, and also talking about beer news, and also their lives, even though I don't know them, and I want to talk to them about my life and my bad jokes and my news stuff, then I'd be like, honestly, sure, dude. But I think he doesn't know who we are. And...
Oh, I don't give a shit about that. He can use us to promote his product. Like, I don't care. But it would just be such a waste of this guy's time to come onto our show. Like, I couldn't in good conscience make him sit through a recording.
Hold on.
Let's talk here. Maybe this segment should be us composing my reply to him.
I agree with you.
I like the idea of him providing us free samples that we can review on the show. I think that's great.
I don't even know what he sells samples of. I don't know what this stuff
Please
is.
Please just go on his website his, one time.
I'm busy writing an email, okay? You guys are going to have to cover that part for me.
Sam, didn't you see where he's selling some sort of ancient Chinese secret to help you feel better after drinking?
That's so racist. He said Korean and Japanese traditions, and you said ancient
Chinese. Okay. This is... Jesus Christ. Big oof there.
I'm going to start with...
he's going to get a Google alert for this podcast. Jesus Christ, Tyler. Okay.
My crew is talking about this email currently as we record.
No, okay. Listen.
Episode 636. No, I want him to be able to hear it. It's honestly only fair. If he makes it this far, he should get to hear it. And honestly, there's a 1% chance he hears this bit and it's like, well, this is wild. Now I have to do it. And then I don't feel guilty at all about having him on because at that point he's just gay.
Wait, we're composing the email right now. Why don't you just
I'm on sentence 3 of the email.
I know. So why don't you just put in the email that we have 0 listeners?
Again, we're going back to Becca setting this stuff up and then throwing away the key. Yeah, I don't have access to any of our stats, including the number 0.
He might be famous and we don't even know it.
He is famous. I'm looking at his stuff.
We might be famous and we don't even know it.
Okay, you're right. That's true.
So, Sam, what do you have written so far? What do you have written so far?
Hey, Teddy! ! I wanted to go in. I wanted to go in hot with the enthusiasm because I am enthusiastic about this.
Yeah.
Great to hear from you. My crew is talking about this email currently as we record episode 636.
Okay. All right.
You want to get that? Okay. All right. I'm not really sure what it's bringing to the email at this point.
No.
I thought you were dictating.
I think you should somehow say something about, give it a listen, and if you still feel like, the podcast is a good fit for your product, we'd be happy to have you on or something like that,
I thought, Tyler, that you had moral and ethical obligations to not allow him to join our podcast.
I agree with what Sam said. If he listens to the podcast and decides that it's still worth his time to do it, then that's on him. I'm happy to have him on.
Okay, so you're happy to have him on because just as this email is like a blast to a bunch of things, he might be just as happy to go on 10 podcasts for an hour and just talk about
I think Tyler's point is if he knew what this podcast was, he would not be interested in coming on.
He wouldn't have
said all he knows is that it is a podcast.
Exactly. So I need informed consent, Jed, is really what's going on here.
Okay. I understand that you need
do you like that woke speech? Is that woke speech good enough for you?
Here's my problem. Here's my problem with what you just said. Okay.
Yeah.
That's like someone saying, anyone that wants to fuck me, come fuck me. And then you say, I will fuck you, but I need informed consent. That's kind of what's happening here. Because he is blasting as many podcasts as he possibly can. And he is, in your theory, he is not doing any due diligence to figure out if these podcasts are worth his time at all. Which
we know
he
that
might not care
consent
about.
Can be revoked and retracted at any time. And
absolutely.
We're pretty sure he's given the opportunity to revoke or retract his consent because he probably should.
I agree that it can be revoked or retracted at any time, which is why it would be funny if he joined the podcast and then was
just
like, oh my god.
Into it, whatever you're talking about, poop.
Yes.
So, Jed, you're saying we need to be more confident in ourselves.
I think that we need to meet him at the table the way he's meeting us, okay?
Can someone give me a synonym for immature, but like a headier word for immature?
Juvenile.
Better. Up.
Lowbrow.
Lowbrow seems good. Okay.
Infantile.
Infantile, much better.
Elementary.
Just describing the show to him.
I don't think that's... I think
common denominator.
That's a right wing dog whistle, and I'm not involved in that at all.
Why don't you send him one sentence reply that just says, "Hey, we'd love to have you on," and then see what
can
the
I
fuck
answer
you
honestly,
that.
Jed?
Yes, yes.
It's part of it is
the content of writing the email.
part of it is this like consent thing we've been talking about, and like I don't want to like. Make this guy take an hour out of his day to talk to us and be like, what a fucking mistake. But part of it is, if he's not on board with what we're doing, I will not like talking to him. And it will ruin my day because of my anxiety problems.
I want to put him through the ringer.
What?
Yeah, you don't have to be on the episode. It can just be Tyler, Zach, and this guy. Okay?
Now you're fucking talking.
We are Sam. There's no reason for either of us to be on the episode, okay? Seriously.
But then just to listen to it, can I skip it?
No, you don't have to listen to it.
I'll get like second level embarrassment from it.
No, Zach will handle it. What are you worried about? Zach will smooth it all over. It'll be fine. But here's the thing. I think you're giving him too much courtesy after he sent what you believe to be a blast out to a million different podcasts.
I don't think there's anything wrong with cold calling, putting yourself out there. We post our email. It's not like he's infiltrating us or whatever.
No, there's
he's just
nothing
the only one that ever emailed us.
No, there's nothing wrong with him sending the email out. I think, just as Tyler said, there's no reason to justify what he's seeing what we do as a product, right? We don't give a shit because it's a poopy. It's poopy. We make a poop. We make it a poop, you know?
let me make sure I get that quote right because I'm going to put that in the email. We make the poop?
No, I said we make it a poop.
We make it. Do we have to do one of these? We make it
I've,
a poop.
I've of course been doing that every time I've said it.
Your video is still off. You know that, right?
I know, but it's good that you did it so we all have the visual. If he's going to do it and you reply and just say, we would love to have you on, he then has an opportunity after cold calling and getting a yes, he has an opportunity to do his due diligence and figure out if this is worth his time, which he will hopefully, God willing, he learns that it's not. But
he wouldn't do it.
I mean,
I listened to so many podcasts, and it's really obvious when the guest has listened to the show and when they haven't. And let me tell you, they haven't most of the time.
Let me tell you, he hasn't.
How about this? Instead of, you know, us like telling him that, you know, we make it a poop and all that, why don't we just say, you know, we'd be happy to have you on. The only rules are that you have to drink and rate a beer with us or something like that, you know?
Exactly. Then, that's the premise of the whole podcast. Why don't you're acting like if he listens to this episode and learns about the podcast, good for fucking him. But
no, I just I don't know.
I'm the only rule, as you well know from having listened.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, do not say that.
No, I don't. Again, so Jed, you've kind of won me over to your side. Like, I don't really care about like his feelings as a person or whatever. But I just like.
This is honestly perfect for me because I've virtue signaled all of this and clearly been bullied and outvoted.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can do whatever I want.
I just, it's kind of like Sam said, like, I want him to know that he's not just like coming on to like do like a quick commercial for his thing, you know, like he, whatever, like I said, like he can promote his shit all he wants, but it's not like he's got to be part of it.
Honestly, if you, me and this guy do it, and he just plugs, hangs up the phone, I'll still send it. Like, that's pretty funny.
That's amazing. Like, come on.
All right, fine.
It's a whole episode of content. It's not that I don't give a shit about his feelings or whatever. I think, though, that he came into this with an email blast to every podcast that maybe has beer anywhere or brew anywhere in the title. And he's pitching that he'll come on and talk about his shtick. Like, and I don't think there's any responsibility on us to be like, hey, by the way, we make it a poop. Just okay, so you know, right. We make it a poop.
Right. It's publicly available knowledge that we make it a poop if he chooses to.
Exactly. And if he listens after you say, yeah, we'll have you on. Just make sure you bring a beer that you're going to rate with us at the end. Yeah. And if he listens to an episode, maybe even this one, and is like, oh, God, I am not going on that episode. Or I'm not going on that show. He'll just say that and he'll email you back and be like, I've made a whole error.
I don't think we'll ever hear back from him. But I think that's fine. I think we just email him and say, that's fine.
I'm going to email him and I'm going to be checking this email every 15 minutes for the next 3 years until he gets back to me. So let me read it to you and let me know if you have any critiques. Hey, Teddy, I'm keeping that exclamation mark. I think it's important because I was excited to hear from him and I want to communicate that.
Okay. I think that's good.
We'd love to have you on. The only rule is you have to drink a beer with us and rate at the end. Does that sound all right to you? We generally record at, and I'm not going to let the audience know our schedule, but we'll tell them the time. Let me know if there's a week that works best for you. Thanks. Oh, I said thanks, Sam. I should probably say Sam, parentheses, Brewsday Tuesday, Inc. No or something.
Co-founder. What? Say Brewsday Tuesday co-founder or something, some bullshit. Or we
really Brewsday Tuesday. Sorry, go ahead.
Vice president of new media.
Now hold on. How am I vice president of new media at this point? Brewsday Tuesday executive producer. I'm calling myself executive producer, and I don't think anyone in the world has a better position to come at that title than me.
Go for it, man.
Yeah, and I don't think there are anyone in the world cares less what title you give yourself than me, Tyler. So I think it should work out fine.
Incredible.
I just put it in the chat if you guys want to double check it.
Do you want to go all out and give him the shtick where, like, the only rule is that you have to drink a beer of your choose, like put in parentheses of your choosing.
No,
sure,
no.
Yeah, I think that's good. Nope. Tyler,
well, if he, this is stage one of our communication. Like, we don't have to lay out the whole thing.
The only rule is that you have to drink a beer in parentheses of your choosing and rate it at the end. You don't have to say with us.
Okay, all right, fine.
Whatever. I think that's like that gives him the understanding that it's not like, haha, we pranked.
He's not coming to my house.
And also that he gets to pick what he drinks. Like, we're not.
That makes him more comfortable.
Well, it's not a setup, at least.
I'm gonna add to the time on Discord, just to, if there's any ambiguity, to let him know that this is remote.
Whatever.
All
right, I'm sending it. We spent way too long on this, and I have no regrets. Jed, you haven't been on in 8 months. and we didn't get to your content somehow. Better luck next time. Let's rate these beers.
That sucks, because I had Sorry, Matt Damon, you got booted.
It's an article we didn't get to. This shit never happens.
I know.
It's because we talked about fucking Becca too much. God damn it.
I don't think that was the issue, no.
Fucking Becca's Tyler's favorite thing, dude.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hey, hell yeah, brother. Okay, do you want me to go first? Because I went first earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a very merry unbirthday, which was a reference to I forgot the name earlier and I forget it again now.
Alice in Wonderland?
Alice in Wonderland, thank you. Yeah, I still don't get the reference. I understand when it was said, but I have never read the book and I don't remember the cartoon animation that I watched when I was younger.
It's a real possibility that I'm remembering this from Kingdom Hearts.
I mean, the illustration is clearly from Alice in Wonderland, like no question.
But there's the Kingdom Hearts. Never mind.
It's not worth it.
Anyways, but yeah, 6.2% alcohol per volume. I've actually opened a second one, and I go ahead, Tyler.
You said alcohol per volume.
Well, I went to read it, and then I was like, ah, whoops.
Yeah, it's just not... It's fine. Let's move on.
I was reading it, okay? I was just reading what was written, and then I stopped anyways.
Jed hasn't even been on 100 of these yet. Let him try.
I'm just trying to keep my reading.
90. This is number 90.
90! Wow! Holy
shit, that's... tough. Okay. Well, the winter months are better for me, so I'll be on whenever you need me. But again, this was a sour ale with berry bunch tea and lemon. The tea, I don't know what that means, that it's with berry bunch tea, but I think that is what contributed to the lack of harshness with the sourness. And I actually opened a second one, which usually when I drink a sour on an episode, I'm not in the mood to drink a second, even if I really enjoyed it. It's just too much. But I'm drinking a second one, and I really like it. It's just easy to drink. Just imagine literally a tea with a little bit of lemon that is a little bit sour, like pleasantly sour, and is, I don't know, it's 6.2%, so it's not nothing, but it's also not like, you know, you can still drive after you have some nice tea. What, Tyler? Why are you giving me faces?
I'm your
biggest ally in the room right now. And
that's
you're
true.
Giving me faces.
That's true. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm all over the place.
You are all over the place. I really liked it. I think that this, I would be interested in having you boys try this. It's a local Pittsburgh brewery, so I doubt you ever will. It's really good. I'm giving it an 8.3. I think this is one of my top sours, honestly. And I haven't had a sour like this that I could drink more than one of in a row, like genuinely. So I think this is one of my favorite sours. Yeah.
I'll try that. I've had some good beers with the tea. My favorite local beer is Noir Ed Blue, which is made with black tea.
There's a great tea beer called OG that you can get around here, but it's like 10%, so they sell low G, which is the same thing, but watered down a lot.
Low five. I had Foley Brothers Lager, 5% ABV. They finally did it. They finally brewed a lager they shouldn't have. it just wasn't particularly good, in my opinion. Maybe Sam would like it, but...
I think I'd probably like it more than you, but
yeah.
I have a question though. Is it you don't like lagers or you don't like this lager? I would say
I like lagers less than I like ales, and I specifically don't like this lager. I've had lagers that I enjoy, but this is not one of them.
Okay.
So it was like not much at the front and then kind of like a rye that I felt didn't fit at the back, so I'm going to give it a 4% and recommend it to Sam.
Wow, you're giving it a 4%.
Really might not even like it.
Wow. So that's a 0.04 out of 10 you're giving.
Don't make him do math. He'll hurt himself.
I'm sorry. It was a joke. Samuel, you're up.
I had Omegang's All Hallows Treat, Imperial Chocolate, Peanut Butter Stout, 7.6. My favorite thing about it is how you can't really taste the booze because it's too busy tasting like scientific chocolate and peanut butter. It doesn't taste like really much at all. It's really drinkable for a dark beer. But I don't really know that there's much of a use case here. Maybe sitting around a fire, but it's like 50 degrees out. Like we're talking about like an autumn s'more situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got a heavy coat on. This might be good for that because it's I think the smokiness around you would enhance the flavor of this. And you would still want it to go down smooth in that environment.
Yes.
So I recommend it to that person. And I'll give it a... I'll also give it a 0.4%. Wait, no, you said 4%. I made it
4%.
I'm double stupid. I'll give it a 400%.
Okay. Okay. Good. That's great.
Cool. All right. Well, do you know what you're drinking next week?
No, this is my last one. I said that already.
No, yeah, I forgot.
Gotta go to the store.
Yeah, and so yeah. And Jed, I look forward to 5 years from now when you've been on 100 episodes. That'll be fun.
Listen, I said I could do more this winter. The club season's over, and I can do more episodes, okay?
Oh, I look forward to it. I look forward to it. I really do.
I think we got the race to 100 because this is Jed's 90th, and Emily is at 80. And she is, I'll say,
80?
Somewhat more consistent than Jed is. Or we could have the dark horse in... coming up, really nipping at Emily's heels is Rainer with 18 appearances.
I thought you were going to say Mary.
Then Mary's at 106, Rainer. Baby. She's past that finish line.
Wait, yeah. Where's Zach at?
110.
Who else is on the list?
Boris is at 147.
Boris fucking hosted episodes. I'm not.
Oh wait, Becca's at 22. Boris. I just have to move some of these rows around. But I guess Becca's our dark horse. Honestly, it might be Teddy. We'll see. Maybe we'll really like Teddy's vibe and we'll just have him on 100 episodes in a row.
Okay, Teddy might be like, fuck this fucking product. I'm on this podcast now. This
yeah, I'm on Team Bruce Tees. Hell yeah.
If he listened to this show and still wants to come on the show, I think he's a good fit for the show.
I think it might be relevant to send him the podcast, like a link to this episode.
And be like, shit now. I already sent the email.
He found our email, brother.
No, he's going to respond and be like, hey, that sounds great. Or, hey, please.
Do you want me to hit him back with a, are you sure? Have you heard it? It's bad.
Yeah. I thought you didn't care. Okay. I'm going to edit what I just said.
If he replies, just the next episode Jed is on, he gets to craft a reply. And that'll be six weeks from now and Teddy will have forgotten about us.
No, this Jed's is what I think we should do.
That's what Democrats do.
This is how dare you. If he responds that he would like to be on the show or something, I think that on the Saturday before we record, you send him, hey, by the way, here's the episode where we talk about you.
Jed,
and you send him a timestamp.
All of a sudden,
I started with we're talking about you, and this is the episode number, and you totally bitched out.
You don't have to send him anything, and now you're flip-flopping like a pancake.
Now what's I'm up, drunk. Waffle House over here? I'm drunk on this beer I've been drinking.
No, I'm shutting it down. I don't want any more wishy-washy from you, Mr. Washing Machine Man. Right. Yeah. Listener, if you want to let
if
us
you have
know,
thoughts about the about consent as it relates to going on a podcast.
You know, I didn't like that bit.
If you want to let us know what's the best episode we should send to Teddy to get him used to the idea of what
the
he might
Beer
be doing.
Dan episode.
That's true. The Beer Dan episode. All right. Well, they put the
kibosh on that.
So don't send us anything. Don't send us anything this week. And don't send it to BruceDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. Don't comment on our links at BruceDayTuesday.com. And don't blue sky us at BruceDayTuesday. Don't let us give you know. See you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts.
Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
Okay, the other option is we could send him the episode after the special where Jed on two separate occasions talked about what a great vagina a specific porn star had, because
that wasn't Jed, that was Zach. That was
was not me.
It was Zach. It was Zach.
Yeah.
And because in the 20 minutes between the two times he talked about it, he'd forgotten that he'd brought it up and brought it up anew.
God.
I was like, am I having deja vu? Because I was really drunk also. Yeah. We should send that one probably.